This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we talk about here on the show? Well, the clue is in the title, as we always like to say, health, and how Dr. Molly can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And that's our mission statement here on the program. And as always, our numbers here in the studio, our lines are always open if you have a question or you have a medical challenge that you want Dr. Molly to discuss with you. 855-839-1210. That's the number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. And at any time during the course of the show, feel free to pick up the phone and call in with the question or, as I said, a medical challenge here that you want Dr. Molly to discuss with you. 855-839-1210. As we say good morning to Dr. Molly. Always a good day, Dr.
Hey,
Molly.
Hey, John, it's a great day. How about this weather, right? This is springtime. I don't know, my friend. Come on. This is the time of the year where we have revival. It's beautiful. Not today, right? It's still a little chilly.
It's 33 when I came in.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know, man. But
that's spring.
I don't know, John. It could be. Maybe this is our new spring. Maybe.
Can you bottle up in your clinic?
I wish I could. I wish I could do that. That would make us very wealthy, you and me.
Yeah,
we could
right.
do that and promote that.
That's right.
Thank you.
Anyway, let's talk about. By the way, you were so busy. Normally, I see you walking around or whatever. You were so busy Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even see you.
I had so many patients, blood work to go over, and so much changes to do to recipes, so to speak, the hydration recipes, that I had worked the night before Tuesday, and boy, I had to knock some things out, and we were busy. And I'll tell you what, my staff stayed right on top of everything, which I really, really appreciate. Don't you agree?
Oh yes,
they
absolutely.
Were great. The
absolutely.
Nurses were great. They saw to everybody's needs, and I think we fulfilled what I needed to do. I had some people who were leaving, who came in from out of town, and I wanted to make sure that they had everything they need to continue care until they got back to me. So orally, that kind of thing, whatever they needed, I was making sure they had gotten their nutraceuticals, et cetera, and pharmaceuticals should they need it.
You know, and it was interesting. I saw your conference room, and it was filled.
I know that. I know. I know. Because that was a whole family, actually.
Yes.
And
yes.
So each one of them we were treating. And this is interesting. Again, I see so much in the way of environmental illness, okay, mold and toxic fumes. You know, people who work on farming areas and that kind of thing, you forget there is a lot of toxins out there that really affect inflammation and affect these folks. So really, I have to spend the time. And it was fine. You know, we got them all through this because they were going home to Indiana. And I will tell you, though, again, my staff did not miss a beat. Because we had to do some, I have a particular test that I run that is run on the autonomics, which means the body's autonomic response. It has nothing to do, so to speak, it's not a hydration modality. It's actually done with leads. It looks very similar to a EKG type of machine, John. So I had to go over each one of those analytes that were on these tests. So that was the story.
And you know what? You were so busy. And like I said, I didn't see you. It's just a testament to what you're doing.
Well, we try.
And a lot of people are really coming in to see what you're doing how it helps them.
Sure. And that, of course, is what we're all about. We want to help people.
And so with that, we lead into
What is it that you do? It's very difficult, right, John? We're a group of like-minded. Actually, I'm surprised you didn't see Dr. Kaska either on Tuesday.
No, I didn't.
Because she was busy, too, because I was moving her as well. So we were quite busy, and Dr. Carroll. We were just moving ourselves all around, making sure that we were seeing each of the patients. However, that being said, the thing is we're a group of like-minded healthcare providers. They work out of our facility in Marlton, New Jersey. We can do anything that a primary care or even an urgent care can do, in fact, we can even do the x-rays. We send you right down the street to get them done
right
now. Bottom line is this. We are different in the philosophy that we have. We want to use the least amount of the pharmaceutical to effectuate the change for the patient by giving them nutraceuticals through hydration therapy. And why hydration therapy? Because we can reach a therapeutic level of the nutraceuticals, which are the natural products, and effectuate the change we're looking forward to, and really minimize side effects of the pharmaceuticals, and also look to the nutraceuticals, because some people have allergies, that kind of thing, and we're able to minimize side effects clear across the board and concentrate on the condition that drove the patient in.
You know, we've been ingrained.
Yeah, I know what happened.
All our lives with pharmaceuticals. And really, the question is, does this nutraceuticals, does it work?
Sure it works, but it works differently in that many times they mimic the pathways of the pharmaceuticals, which is how the pharmaceuticals get developed. They mimic the pathways that is going on in the body. However, you have to get enough of the active ingredient in the natural product, the therapeutic ingredient, the constituent that really does is the remedy, so to speak. And that's the important key. And that's why we try to deliver this as much as possible by hydration therapy.
And it's direct. In other words,
right. It's very direct.
That's why you believe in this.
Absolutely. And I've seen it work. I mean, it's incredible. We've seen, you know, I'm not saying people walk on water after this, but I will tell you, they feel pretty darn good. And if we continue it up, and sure, listen, I have a wonderful patient. She's been with me a long time. She has fibromyalgia. We were doing really well. She had a stressor, a very big stressor. Grandchild got sick with cancer. Now, this happened 6 or 7 months ago. Do you not think her fibromyalgia kicked in now?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It kicked in after the stressor was gone. Why? Because during the stressor, her hormones were going crazy. She had a lot of cortisol going out. So she was masking the symptoms then. But I told her, if you don't come in a little more often, this is going to happen. And she said, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Molly, but you were right. No, I believe it.
I've asked you this before. What do you find is the most effective nutraceutical or most effective, plural, nutraceuticals?
Listen, we use vitamin C a lot, different forms of vitamin C, but it's still vitamin C. But it's not the only thing. There's a synergy to this. You cannot say it's one particular nutraceutical versus another. It's the synergies of the nutraceuticals we use within the protocols that tend to work. You can't say it's one thing. It's many things. The body's a very complex thing, John.
You would probably need a scientist like yourself in order to do this, right?
Well, I think one of the things that makes us so unique is the medical model in that, I'm a scientist and I work with physicians, and it really works this way because we're able to look at the physiology and the medical physiology, but I look at the molecular physiology. And so together we're able to put together really good products.
You know, a lot of people ask me, because they'll see me, you know, and then, you know, we kind of discuss
sure.
or whatever. And they'll say, well, how long have you been coming here?
Yeah, I know.
And say, 20 years. Well, wait a minute. So what is it, the norm, should
the norm.
We say?
Look,
or is there?
I don't think there is a norm. However, we can start to effectuate change for somebody in as little as 5 weeks, assuming that they do everything we ask them to do, and they come in early in their continuum of their problem, right? But when you have chronic problem, John, listen, you had a relapse a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
And did I know what was developing there, I sort of had a handle on it. And I said, look, John, we really need to do this, this, and this, right? And you did. And as a result, you're looking so much better.
Feel better,
and
too.
We did not say, don't do your conventional treatment. As a matter of fact, we actually gave you the name of the doctor we would like you to see in order to make sure that we get some things done for you in terms of the cardiac. But again, you don't have one challenge. And that's the issue, John. People come to me with many challenges. They forget which one I'm supposed to go after. And I got to go after it one bite of the apple at a time. You know, it's like, okay, so we arrested your diabetes. We got things under control there. But guess what else? We haven't gotten to the neuropathy that you're feeling, but we're getting there. So,
you know, what I find amazing about you, and I know you're humble and you won't talk about this, but you had said to me several months before you were questioning one of my physicians.
Yeah, I was.
Not yours, but one that I see outside of your facility.
Yeah, sure.
And you were saying, you know, I'm not sure that they're really doing you justice. I think you want to see someone else. And recommended the person. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I have an appointment with him tomorrow.
I know. And that's great. Because here's the thing, John. I didn't say the guy wasn't doing a good job for you. I'm saying that you're a complex case and maybe you need a little more than the average bear gives you today.
That's
a problem. Listen, that's a problem across the board, John. If you can't give anybody more than 5 minutes, good luck.
Yes,
I mean, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. That's the state of the medical
right now,
situation today.
It really is.
Yes. So how many, if there's a ballpark, if a person signs up with you, okay, well, what can they expect? How many treatments?
Well, here's the thing. I think we don't even like to have you come to the clinic. And if you're only going to do one treatment, it's not about that. We do this in series of 10. Why do I need 10? Because generally I need 5 to 10 weeks, once a week if you come in. But really, in the beginning, I like you to come in twice a week. I need that particular amount of time to assess where we are. Not just hear what you're telling me or the patient's telling me, but look at the blood work, look at the things I need to do to make the assessment, and then actually get ourselves really on a roll. So anywhere between 10 and 30 treatments. Hey, listen, if you come in with stage 4 cancer, do you think you're going to get 10 treatments and, oh, you're going to be cured? I'd be a millionaire, right?
Yeah.
Nah, doesn't work like that.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. This is Health Watch. We're here, our live version here, every Sunday, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And we always tell you at this time of the show, you know, this is the time to call in, because if you call early, Dr. Molly can really discuss your situation or your question with you as much as she can. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now, and they're pretty much here every week when we're here on the program, and they're here after 9 o'clock when we leave you. They're here all the time, 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. Now, let me tell you what you do. This is very, very simple. You book the initial appointment with Dr. Molly, and that is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything. And really, that's where you will learn a lot about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you, how she can potentially help you, and maybe solve your problem. That's as simple as I can put it. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. Before we get back into the program, we're going to go to the phones, and we'll talk to our buddy, Frank from the Northeast. Frank, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Frank.
Okay.
Frank.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Hi. You there?
Hi, Frank. Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
You have a great young producer filling in for Kirk there, Shane Sean. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He does a great job, Sean.
Nice guy.
Dr. O'Malley, last night, all day yesterday, for a couple of days now, my neuropathy been really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Last night, I decided to take my muscle relaxers. I don't like taking it because it makes me mm-hmm. too drowsy and stuff.
Sure, sure.
But next to the bottle, I came across this bottle. I said, Mom, what is this? It's unopened, has a plastic seal on it called Calm Pro, C-A-L-M, Calm Pro, from a company called Neo something. I don't remember getting it. I don't know what it is. Did you ever hear of something like that called Calm Pro?
Yeah, Frank, I have. It's a homeopathic. I'm sure it has a little alpha lipoic in it. Maybe has some herbal stuff in there as well. Look, take anything you can take that's going to help you with that. You know, the bottom line. Did you try it last night?
No, because I want to ask you in the morning. I don't remember getting it.
It has marshmallow in it. Yeah. There's other stuff in there too, and they work synergistically. Take what you can to really help with this kind of thing, and I hope it works for you, Frank. You've been going through a lot. One of the things I would say, Frank, some of this happens at the change of this weather. We're going from hot to cold and cold to hot, and, you know, given everything else that's going on for you, is there any wonder that the body's in a little state of confusion? May God bless you with this, my friend.
Dr. O'Malley, I never thought about that, but I love the cold. I'm liking his lion part, Mark, because I love cold. I hate summer.
God bless you. We can't wait for the warmth, John and I. We're ready for Florida. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Good luck with that, Frank. Thanks for the call. 855-839-1210. That's our number here in the studio. We were talking about earlier, Dr. O'Malley, you were so busy this week, particularly on Tuesday, mm-hmm. was kind of a common theme in
regenerative medicine is the common theme. I feel like I've been inundated with regenerative medicine this week, and rightfully so. Here's the thing. You know, people want to go to a place. They call me just like Frank does. Dr. O'Malley, I want to go to Panama, and they want $42,000 for me to get some stem cells or something. And they ask me, you know, what do I think? Well, you know, I never criticize anyone else's clinic or anyone else's philosophy towards regenerative medicine. We do regenerative medicine, right? You know we do.
Yes.
We do this. We've done a ton of people who've had osteoarthritis and these kinds of things where they've had problems with their knees and their elbows and whatever. And I will tell you, Dr. Kaska, having been a anesthesiologist for over 30 years, is excellent, excellent with the delivery system. And it works well with what we do in terms of the clinical setting. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. My feeling about this kind of stuff is you just don't walk in and get stem cells. Oh, we can go there and they're going to deliver these stem cells and I'm going to be revitalized. No. It doesn't work like that, John. I'm always thinking on a molecular level. And I want to start talking about something that is called zombie cells. Zombie cells, right?
This is not a horror movie, by the way. Listen,
folks, because I'm always thinking about this. I'm always thinking about these particular cells. They're called senescent cells, and they impact aging, age-related diseases. They impact many kinds of diseases like Alzheimer's, and they promote neuroinflammation and these kinds of issues. Now, these senescent cells are called zombie cells because they don't die, right? They can't die, but they equally are unable to perform the functions of a normal cell. So you can understand why they're called zombie cells. For the sake of our listeners, I'm going to continue to call them zombie cells. And they are something I think about all the time. Because if we don't get to those particular cells, right, then how are the good, quote-unquote, good stem cells that all these people are going out to get going to work? Well, they're not, right? Because the stem cells are communicating healing properties and healing proteins and cytokines. And the exomes And what's happening is the senescent cells, or the zombie cells, trick these healing factors into believing these are the live cells, right? And they suck up these good stem cells and make them zombie cells.
So if you don't get to those cells,
correct,
you didn't do the job.
So what is the common thread? Inflammation. These cells put out negative signals. They actually attract and start eating the neurodegenerative properties in our body. So as we age, we tend to have more of them. So let's say I have a patient who's 20, and I want to help them with regenerative medicine. Okay. So maybe they need, 25, 30 treatments, depending on what's going on, meaning pre-treatments, before we even start the regenerative treatments, which, by the way, are very costly at these places, right? I mean, come on, right? You want to waste $50,000? Don't treat what's going on right now, all right? So the microenvironment is something I'm thinking about all the time. And if we don't get to the causes of the things that contribute to, let's say, the neural loss, the cognitive suppression, if we don't get to those, how is it that the stem cells are going to work? So nobody in our clinic is going to get stem cells in any form from us. Okay. We aren't going to insert them in your knees or where you have this arthritis or whatever if you don't take preliminary hydration therapy that's going to go after these in a way to really get the inflammation where we want it to be, or at least bring it down, and contribute to the potentially promoting of these stem cells.
You were talking earlier about people going to Panama or whatever the far country is.
I don't know. Bulgaria. I don't know. They go all over.
Okay. It would seem to me that maybe, and we can't say what they're doing or not doing.
No, and I understand.
But maybe they're not doing that.
I would say you're absolutely right, because you're flying out there. You're going to get whatever treatment it is, and then do a little follow-up or whatever, or maybe 4 or 5 doses of, quote-unquote, the stem cells. And then what is the problem if we haven't really started to look at the microenvironment? And I am telling people, look, these senescent cells are implicated in all kinds of conditions, cardiovascular, right? People over the age of 65, cardiovascular diseases. They contribute to arteriosclerosis. They contribute to arterial stiffening, all right? So why wouldn't I want to go in there, open up the blood flow, and sort of try my best to eliminate some of these cells? And what do you think really goes after the cells? Our own immune system. So if our immune system is down, they can't recognize these zombie cells. And therefore, you may even get more prolific zombie cells than you want as we age. Why do some people, we talk about the genetics all the time. I believe that some people have a lifestyle that contributes to what keeps these zombie cells from developing in people, right? Senolytics is called. The senolytics are things like the anti-inflammatories, curcumin, something we use readily, right? Antioxidants. These are all senolytics, which means they go after these cells, these zombie cells. What do you think I'm doing before we even start anybody on PRP or platelet-rich plasma?
You're developing the protocols.
Right. I'm developing the protocol to go after these zombie cells before we throw in the good stuff,
right,
so that it doesn't just get washed away.
Right.
And people think, I can only tell you that people say, "Well, I don't really want to do that. I just want to come in for the shot." Well, you know what? Go somewhere else.
That's
not going to continue.
No.
That isn't going to work when we do this.
We are coming up on our halfway point of the show. It is Health Watch, and our live version is here every Sunday from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We've got some open lines if you want to get in here right away. Feel free to do that. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505 is the number, 856-489-0505. When you call, simple, just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's really where you're going to find out if this is for you or not, because a lot of people listen to the show, and they kind of wonder, is this for me? And really, that's what you do, is you book the initial consultation, and you'll find out a lot about Innovative Medical Associates and what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch, Sunday, every Sunday, the live version here from 8 till 9. On Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And we're continuing this discussion of regenerative medicine.
Right.
And you were telling me, Dr. Molly, that this these cells,
right,
these senescent cells, impact age-related diseases. So that's, that's big.
It's a big deal. And so lots of people go there to, you know, come back and be, you know, 25 years younger. That's great. But we also have to realize we've got to start looking at the molecular issues involved in this. So let's talk about these cells. So I like to call them zombie cells, okay? So these zombie cells, you got to think of them as sort of the retired workers in your clinic, in my clinic. Let's just say my old nurses, okay, who refuse to leave my clinic floor. Okay, so they don't do any work anymore, right? They don't do their job. But what do? They consume the resources and start chaos on my floor because my gals who are working need to continue to work, right? And they're in the way. These particular zombie cells are in the way. So they can accumulate, right? And why do they accumulate? Because our immune system, which is the cleanup crew of our bodies, right? It's our immune system that clean up any of the problems that are supposedly going on in our bodies, right? They become less efficient. And that happens also with chronic conditions. So why do I always say inflammation is the devil? Because it loves these zombie cells. It goes together. And what happens here is these cells give out these silent, or actually they're not so silent, they're signals. They're signals. And what happens is it can accelerate the aging or the disease process. And that's really why I believe that you cannot talk about regenerative medicine without first talking about improving the body's immune system first. If we don't prepare the body to take these new and wonderful cells, what good is this? It's like really putting a drop of water in the ocean, right? In other words,
you put it that way, you're right.
Yeah, we have to do everything we can. And there is such a movement right now, certainly in chronic diseases, to look at these senolytic cells, these senolytic drugs, rather, that go after senolytic cells in these neurodegenerative diseases in particular. And what's happening is people don't realize, but there are natural compounds that actually get rid of these zombie cells and also help inflammation in doing so. Curcumin, of course, like I spoke about earlier, Frankincense is another one. You notice you're getting the deal
yes.
here. In other words, before I even talk about doing a regenerative medicine protocol on a patient, I'm going to put them into a chair and do a hydration therapy protocol that's anti-inflammatory in nature, not the only thing I do, but really so that they can release these zombie cells and get rid of them through our immune system. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you attack the inflammation first.
Correct.
And then you go after
right.
the real
because,
issue.
Because what we want to do is we want to use anti-inflammatory agents that really can aid the patient if they're going to... Look, stem cell therapy or regenerative therapy is not cheap no matter where you go. All right, it is not cheap because the process itself is fairly complex. And actually thinking about all this on a cellular level is very complex. For me, I sit in this. I'm like thinking about this all the time, which, makes me like a mad scientist. But we have to lay the groundwork for these particular modalities to work. And if we do not do that, you might as well not even do the therapies.
So the question is, if someone comes to you, mm-hmm. or someone's thinking about mm-hmm. coming to you,
right?
How long? Because it seems like you attack one thing first.
That's
and
right.
then you got to get into the other thing.
That's
so it
right.
seems like it would
so
be a long process.
So this process is not done in 2 days or in 10 treatments. The process itself is not done like that. What we need to do is look at the inflammation, the tissue damage, what's going on, what kind of outside influence. We've got to manage. We have to manage the cellular health. I'm talking about on a micro level first. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go steady with me forever, but we really have to look at this as a total protocol is what I'm saying. You can't just say, well, I only want the PRP in my knee. I only want that.
Not going to work if you don't get the whole thing done, right?
Right, what I do is, you'll notice, and there are peptides involved too, which are also communication proteins that help in this process. So I'm always looking at the senolytics that can help the body get rid of the zombie cells. Then I'm looking at things that are going to help the communication of the new cells that we're putting in. Just let's talk about knees or shoulders or that kind of thing. And this is a process, folks. And I really want people to understand this is a complex process, and it's complex from a molecular medicine perspective. And I guess what I'm saying is let's not be awed by all of these stem cell therapies that are coming out. I believe in them. I believe that they are wonderful. I think this is 21st or 22nd century medicine. But I also believe that we really need to look at metabolic disorders and metabolics, period, and say that first we have to attack this one bite of the apple at a time. And if you remember me talking, it's always about Goldilocks. Because if we don't get back to balance, it doesn't matter. You can swim in a sea of new stem cells. But if your inflammation doesn't get under control a bit, if we haven't already started the mechanism of cell signaling, what are you doing?
I'm interested in really getting your opinion on what is the difference between the stem cells and maybe knee replacements or shoulder replacements?
Well, it's certainly wonderful. It's certainly wonderful not to have to go under the surgical intervention.
That's what I'm thinking.
Particularly when you're 85 or so, because you still have to, take the anesthesia. Talk to my anesthesiologist, medical director. She'll tell you it's no picnic to put a 70-year-old down, as she likes to say, for the surgery.
A friend of mine, 82, he had a hip replacement.
Yeah, God bless him. God bless him.
and regretted it.
and listen, what I want to say is, look, I'm all for all kinds of things, like MSCs. I'm all for different types of modalities within the regenerative medicine protocols. But I'm saying, let's look at everything. And in our clinic, it isn't a protocol where you come in and you get these and you're going to walk on water or you're going to, you know, your POTS is going to go away or whatever. No, there's a process. You have to bite this process one step at a time. We have to look at every single pathway and understand these pathways that are working. And under all circumstances, I'll tell you one thing about Dr. Molly and the clinic. I'm not going to spend your money on these types of therapies if I don't believe they're going to work for you. I'm just not going to do it. We won't take the patient. And that is the facts. And you've heard me say this. I'm not spending your money.
And you haven't.
I won't. Because I know that if we don't start at the basics and move forward to the more complex issues in molecular medicine, it's not going to do the trick, and you're going to be disappointed, and we're going to get a bad, you know, outcome. And remember, you know, there's no golden rod here. There's no wand that you put over the body and you're 100% back in the pink. It doesn't work like that, John. It really doesn't. We have to realize there are limitations to everything we do.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you will find us here every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. This is our live version, of course, and we'll talk about the replaying the show a little bit later on in the show. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have some time if you want to jump in here and make a call to Dr. Molly. You want to have a question, or maybe there's a medical challenge that you want to run by her. 855-839-1210. Again, our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9. Here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operator standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. In fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-0505. When you call, you know the drill. You want to just book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's where you'll really find out how much or how Dr. Molly can help you. It's very simple. It's really a fact-finding mission is what I'd like to call it. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. A lot of good information on that. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, or you know, you like hearing it, fine. We have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. A couple of minutes left of the show. You still have time to get in here with a question or a medical challenge for Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210. We're kind of wrapping up this whole situation of regenerative medicine.
Sure.
And a couple of things you want to say?
I just want to say this. Listen, in the end, the driver of all of this is persistent inflammation, regardless. And it can damage the healthy tissues. It promotes dysfunction, meaning inflammation, chronic inflammation. And anything anyone can do to actually control the inflammation process is the important piece of this. That includes regenerative medicine. And I want people to understand it's just one aspect of the total molecular recipe that has to be done in order to really promote good medicine. We need to look at this on a molecular level. It's complex kind of thing, guys, but in essence, it's pretty simple. Keep the inflammation down. You'll be a lot healthier into the old age.
The whole thing is a process, correct?
Right. It's a process, John. It's just not, hey, let's throw these cells in. You're going to feel like $1 million, you know. You're going to look like Dorian Gray in the mirror and all, right? Nah, it doesn't happen like that.
All right, 855-839-1210, our number here in the studio. We're going to talk about some patients, and this is a fascinating story. Jamie.
Yeah.
They told her she had 5 days to live?
Linda actually is the one who told me that. I think I read the report and they said something between 1 week and I don't know, a month or something. More, maybe like a little less, 3 weeks, something like that. But anyway, she's been coming in steadily now for a month. Now, she started with us quite a while ago.
This is Jamie, right?
Jamie,
yeah.
Right. She started with us quite a while ago. And the bottom line was she really wanted to do this her way. And I had told her that in the condition she came to us with stage 4 breast cancer that was highly, highly malignant, meaning it was moving ahead at an unbelievable pace. And I said, look, you're going to be better off getting these thing out, getting surgery, getting the tumor under control, and maybe doing a short course of chemo or radiation. No. So she let that go for quite a while and didn't actually come into us on an ongoing basis, regular basis. So when she finally did come back, she had had the surgery and whatever. But at that point, the tumor had really multiplied exponentially. But I will tell you, if you see her today, in terms of the clinic, she's certainly not running around like a lot of my cancer patients are, you know, that are doing well. But I will tell you, she's still here after she was told she wasn't going to be here. She's still here. So I think in that case, I believe that's like a win for us. In other words, I'm giving her some quality of life. She's out of pain. And I'm helping, I hope, the best we can.
And what about, there's another patient, and I know you, this is another perplexing one, Carol?
Yeah, Carol is a really good patient, very, very bright woman. And she's done all types of alternative type treatments and this kind of thing. She sought out all kinds of functional medicine physicians and all. As a matter of fact, she gave me access to one of her charts, and she did this functional medicine test that I looked at, and it had a whole bunch of analytes and everything, and it would have gave you a real age for your real age versus your functional age versus this. But anyway, she had like 16 analytes that were out of whack, and she's been with me through, I believe, 20 treatments. So she had told me, in fact, I mentioned her last week because I said she had plateaued, you know. And I said, what I want you to do is step back from the hydration therapy, come in and see me on Monday. We're going to sit and talk about this test you took. And again, it's not my test. It's one of the tests she took. I'm comparing it to some of the stuff that I did. But I really think in her case, she has a genetic component here that's causing her to feel like she's not getting where she wants to be. And I think the genetic component is really this microvasculation. However, I also said to her, and I'm thinking about this more and more, she's infinitely better than when she first came into me. And what happens, John, is my patients forget about how they called into me, and they're doing much better, and they think, I could even do better. And you can. But let's not, you know, lose sight that you were much worse off in the beginning than you really are now.
Well, some of them forget how they used to feel, but I don't forget.
I know you don't. Well, you remind me too, yes. Because we know. And again, look at the complexity of this, John.
Yeah.
From you. You don't have one condition, right?
Multiple
conditions. And if we really look at all those conditions, in the end, it was inflammation. And how was that brought on? I would say stress. Your lifestyle, you know, you're in the marketing business. That's a rough business. The radio business is a rough business. You had to take clients out in the, you know, at night. It screwed up your circadian rhythm. I mean, you know, and then we got older too. So, you know, there's a lot of things.
Well, look at the alternative.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be here, right?
Yeah, right.
That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah. You were telling me about some patients, the out of towners.
The open wounds. He went back and he's doing well, Leon, and he's doing very, very well. And he took a lot of my time because I wanted to make sure that indeed he left with everything he needed to make sure he can continue this, because he's now putting weight on the open wound, which is great, meaning it's healing up. Interestingly enough, I got a new patient this week who's actually an old patient who just stopped coming, and he's coming to me with a respiratory illness that's a viral thing that knocked him for a loop. Here's a guy who used to work, you know, 200 hours a day if he could, right? And he said he stopped short, and it's worse than chronic fatigue or whatever. And I still haven't gotten all his chart yet, so I'm not quite sure what condition this is. But already he felt better enough that he called and said, you know what, I think I want to come in again this week. Okay, because I didn't force him because he's so busy. And indeed he did, and he's doing better.
You know, and I mentioned this before, people don't realize wounds are very serious.
Wounds? Oh, yeah, they really are. Today in particular, you get some bacteria in an open wound, and you can get MRSA, you can have all kinds of problems. And so we're not immune to this. What you want to do is make sure your immunity is up to par, meaning if you don't take care of your own immune cells, your own body, guess what? The fighter cells will not come out. Your army's not going to go out and attack this stuff, and then you're going to be sick as a dog.
And with that, we are putting the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And don't forget, check out the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. And don't forget, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and of course there's Joanne, Delightful Dee, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Health Watch, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.